Chanukah Sameach, everybody. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Beis. We're holding on the bottom line of daf Yud Aleph, Amud Beis. Tana Rabban, we've been discussing the dinim of Ibur Hashanah and what different bases we have for making the determination that we have to add an additional month into the year. So Tana Rabban, Ein Ma'ablim Et Hashanah, if we're talking about a year of famine, we cannot afford, even if we have all the other reasons that we need to do the Ibur Shana, but remember that if we add an extra month to the year, we're adding it before Nisan, and that means that the new Tfu'ah, the new grain, is not going to be ready to be eaten because we cannot bring the Korban HaOmer until after the 16th of Nisan. And that means that there's going to be another month of starvation. We obviously can't do that. So because of that, we bring the Omer as early as we can, which means that we don't put off the Chodesh Nisan that year. Tanya Rebbe Omer, and indeed the Brita says this, the Ishba mi Baal Shalisha, Vayaveh le'isha Elohim lechem bikurim, esrim lechem seori. This was a fascinating Maisa in Sefer Malachim, where what happened was that Elisha was together with a lot of people, was a hunger, and there was little to eat. And a man came from Baal Shalisha, which we're going to see was a place that was the earliest to present the new fruits, the new grains. And he came from this Baal Shalisha, and he brought 20 loaves of barley. Now, you should know that Ein Lecha Kala B'chol Eretz Yisrael L'Vasher Perotea Yoter Mipa'al Shalisha. The fastest production area in which grain matures is the area of Baal Shalisha. This guy comes from Baal Shalisha, and all that he has, and it's talking about now after the Omer, as we're going to see, all that he has is just barley. Shema Tomar Fitim. You'll say, no, maybe it was, also there was some chitim there. Chitim is always a late arrival. No, it says beferish, it was saori. And if you're going to tell me, well, maybe this happened early in the year, and it was before they brought the omer. No, Elisha Anovi said, give this immediately to the people so that they'll have what to eat. Tein la'am v'yochlu. So obviously, if he was allowing them to eat it, it must have been that it was Akhar HaOmer. And yet, what do you see? And more miata, ru'uya haita ota shana shetitaber. Obviously, the rains were coming in very late. And therefore, it was a year which should have actually been a year that was put off so that the grain would ripen in time. Why didn't Elisha, who was in charge of the business, why didn't he put an extra month into this year? Must be because, as the Pasuk had said, it was a Shnat Batzoret, it was a year of famine, and Akol Hayu Ratzim LeBeit HaGranot, everybody was dashing to take whatever grains they have, process them, and to be able to eat. So apparently they didn't want to declare an extra month if it was a year that it would have meant that people wouldn't have had enough food to eat. Tana Rabban, Ein Ma'abrim Et Hashanah Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Another very important issue is to realize that we don't even call session of a Beis Din to define whether the year should be a year that is added a month to, if it's not even Rosh Hashanah yet. Because basically what we want people to know is that we are working on this, and that it gets around, that the Beis Din is meeting, and that way it gets around during the course of the year that there's a good chance that there will be an extra month, and therefore people try to find out what actually happened, and they're not going to come to accidentally mess up the year's holidays by keeping it Pesach at the regular time when in fact a month had been added. So if we start too early in the year, people will simply not be interested this early in the year about what's going to be later. And by the time Pesach comes along, they may well have forgotten that there was an issue. Therefore, we don't even start dealing with it before Rosh Hashanah. If we even did, and we didn't keep this halacha, maybe there was an emergency and the Romans were making problems for having a Beis Din come together. It's too early and it's not a kosher ibur. What we can do is mipnei, if things are really problematic and we can't do what we normally do, which is that we announce it close to the time that we're making the year longer. So when it comes Adar time, we tell them this is Adar Rishon and so on. But how about if the government is making trouble for Bata Dinim to meet, or the government made gezeiras against Rosh Chodesh? Remember, that was one of the things that used to drive them crazy. So then what we could do is we could be'aber the Shona Acharei Rosh Hashanah Miyad, that actually we start immediately after Rosh Hashanah, and we will even say that the Shana is Mu'uberet, as long as it's after Rosh Hashanah. But even if you do that, the month that is added is not the month that you're working in now. It's always going to be an extra Adar. So Af HaPiken Ein Me'abrin Ela Adar, because the basis of the whole halacha is the concept of Shmores Chodesh Aviv, which means that you need to make sure that you deal with this by putting in a month instead of what would have been Nisan. So it's always Adar that is going to get the extra one. Any, is it true though that when it's an emergency that this is the halacha? V'ashol Chu Leila Rava. This is a fascinating message. What they had to do is they needed to use code in order to be able to give over the various messages between Batei Dinim, because the government could have found out and they would have been in trouble. So there were times when the government was gozer, let's say, been gozer against Dibur HaShana. So they had to write a coded message so that even if it was intercepted, the government would not have been able to decipher it. And Rava once got the following code, that Zug Ba Me Rakat, there was this pair that was coming back from Tveria. Remember that Rakats and Tveria we learned in the Gemara Megillah. And it was captured by an eagle on the way flying from Rakat. Very strange, which Rava, of course, understood right away as meaning that the Persian police had actually captured them. A zug always means a zug of Talmidei Chachamim. And since in Sefer Daniel, it's always Poras that is shown with the wings of an eagle. So he was coded it by saying that the policemen, that means the wings of the eagle, the Persian police captured these Talmidei Chachamim, and they were in big trouble because B'yadam Dvarim HaNa'aseh B'Luz. They were holding the type of things that are manufactured in the town of Luz. And what was manufactured in the town of Luz? That was the Trelas. So he understood that they got into trouble because they were carrying Trelas, and they could have been thrown into jail or even killed. But, continues the code, B'schut HaRachamim U'B'schutam, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was merachim on them, and since they had a lot of zechuyos, Yatzu B'Shalom, they got out in one piece. So they managed to escape with their Trelas, and Nachshon. Now the people who were the descendants of Nachshon ben Aminadab, which means that they were the spiritual descendants, the first Nasi, is Nachshon ben Aminadab. So that means that the people who were the Nisi'im, Bikshu Ligboa Netziv Echad, they wanted to appoint a new governor. Now, this doesn't make any sense, but as we'll see, it's a code for making a new month. And we'll see what it was based on, why Rava was expected to understand that Netziv means a month. Aval ba'alei asupot na'ez, oh, sorry, v'lohi nichan adomi halaz. And you know who the Edomi didn't allow them to do what they needed to do. In other words, the Romans didn't allow them to add an extra month to the year. However, the Ba'alei HaSukkot na'espu, so you remember from the Gemara in Chagiga, where we had the whole drasha, the beautiful drasha, which ends referring to Talmidei Chachamim as Ba'alei HaSukkot, that they're Nesafim, they all come together to sit and to learn and to discuss things. So here Rav understood the message to mean that the Talmidei Chachamim and the Beis Din gathered together, and the Romans didn't hear about it. The Kavulon Echad, Yerach Bo Aaron HaKohen. They got together and added an additional month, meaning they appointed this so-called individual, which was a code for a month, in the month that Aaron HaKohen died. Now, the thing is that the Aaron HaKohen died in Chodesh Av. So therefore, because they knew that the Romans were on the lookout and they wanted to make sure that they weren't caught, they weren't able to make the regular Beis Din after Rosh Hashanah, which Rav said had to be after Rosh Hashanah, right? Well, here it says that they actually made the Beis Din in the month that Aaron died. But that means that they did it before Rosh Hashanah, because it was even Av. So it wasn't even Elul yet. So how do you explain that? Answers the Gemara, because all they did was Chashuv v'Mechashve. They, in the emergency, they actually will go and do whatever they have to do if they're not going to be able to get together later. So they make all of the calculations, but they don't announce the fact that it's a leap year. And Giluyin lo Megala, so in order that the people should remember that there's going to be an extra month, if we announce it that early, they won't remember. So as we said before, we're careful not to let them know. Anyway, I'm just curious about the code, says the Gemara. Where does Netziv become a stand-in for a month? A Netziv usually means a representative, a government representative. So where do we see that Hai Netziv is Lishna de Yarchu? Well, it says, Lishlomo, Shneim Asar Netzivim, Al Kol Yisrael, V'kilkilu et HaMelech v'et Beito Chodesh Barshana. So Shlomo HaMelech had these 12 oligarchs that were appointed over Yisrael, and each one of them was responsible for taking care of the Beis HaMelech for 1 month a year. So in other words, what we did was use the word Netziv in its context of being the monthly provider, and that was when they wanted to add a Netziv, it basically meant to Rava, they wanted to add a month to the year. But wait a minute, it says that there was another Netziv, and that was Netziv Echad Asher Ba'aretz, that there was one person that was on his shift the whole year, it seems to be saying. So what are these other 1 month shifts? Says Rav Yehuda or Rav Nachman, one says one pshat, one says the other pshat, we're not sure who says what. But Chadomar Echad Mumunah Kulam, it doesn't mean that there weren't the 1 month shifts. It means that there was one individual to make sure that the whole thing would run smoothly and that whoever was responsible for that month was on duty. And the other one says, no, this month is the extra month of the Chodesh HaYipur, so that in the event that the year would have an additional month, there was a 13th Memuneh who would be on duty every time there was a leap year. Tarabon. Ein me'abrim et hashanah, lo mishanah l'chaverta. So first of all, it may well be that we recognize that the coming year, the year after this year, is going to be in need of Yibur. This is either for astronomical reasons or for whatever the issues were. And therefore, what we wanted to do was, instead of the next year being the Chodesh Mu'abar, we figured we would add a month this year in order to provide for the necessities of next year. We don't do that. Lo mishanah l'chaverta, we don't do the long-term planning in a way where it's more convenient to have the leap year this year, and that way the next year will be okay. The year that requires the Yibur is the year that we do the Chishuv and make it the Yibur. V'lo shalosh shanim zo achazo. Neither do we ever have 3 leap years, one after the other, because then we're going to end up having Nisan be putting way up ahead. Or Rashi says it might mean not that it's consecutive years, but it means we don't discuss 3 years at a time, even if it's for other years later in the future. Omer Rebbe Shimon, well, that's not quite true, because we know there was a Maisa with Rebbe Akiva, Shaya Chavush b'Beit HaAsurim. He was there on death row. Remember, they knew that Rebbe Akiva was going to be killed, and they desperately needed Rebbe Akiva's expertise, because he was by far the Gadol HaDor, and he was the one who was able to be koveya all of the astronomical data, the halacha questions that would come up. And there they sent the Beis Din to him, and he was ma'aber 3 years, one after the other. So, achazo. And I thought you said we don't do that. Amrullah, so said the Chachamim to Rabbi Shimon, that's a proof. Bishamra, yeah. Beis Din yashvu v'kavua chatachat bismana. Rabbi Akiva didn't make 3 years in a row Yibur. The Beis Din, basically, each year, they needed his expertise, but he wasn't the one who actually was Ma'arba D'Shana. The Beit Din was Ma'arba D'Shana, and Rabbi Akiva, he had worked out the calendar when it would be necessary. And that's what happened. But it's not that when Rabbi Akiva was in jail, he went ahead and he did 3 years in a row. Then Rabban, in Brimet Hashanah, there are other times where we're careful not to make a year that is longer than usual. So let's say it's a Shemitah year. Well, if it's Shvius, that means that there's going to be a lot of difficulty in getting what it is to eat. So we're not going to make a longer year of Shvius for the things. It's at least this is the way that the Rambam understands the sugya, for the things that are not directly nogea the tkufa, meaning that the months should astronomically work out. So let's say the roads are bad, or the other issues that we raised, that we're not going to have an extra month in a Shemitah year where people won't be able to plow the ground and to plant the next year. Below b'motzei Shviyit, and if we made it in the year right after Shviyas, then that would mean that the new grains that had been planted after Shviyas would not be edible until a month later, because we couldn't bring the omer. So we couldn't do that either. People are pretty desperate to get their food in at that time. Ematai regi, when is the standard time which most convenient, is an Erev Shviyas, because if you're ma'aber the year Erev Shviyas, then that gives you an extra month to be able to plant before Shvius, and you've got extra time to deal with the Yisurim that are going to be coming up. That was the best time. Shabbat Rabban Gamliel, the Lord, we said, Lord, I'm going to say, yeah. Shabbat Rabban Gamliel, you ma'abrim b'motzei Shvius. But for some reason, which we'll discuss in a moment, Beis Rabban Gamliel disagreed with what we said in the Braita before, and they actually were rogel to add a month, even if it was the year after Shvius, which would mean that the Omer was delayed and that people would have to wait another month to be able to get their food ready for eating. What would be the basis of a machlokes about such a thing? Seems pretty clear. But you know what they were arguing in? They were arguing about import of food from Chutz Lawrence. That's what they were arguing about. Tanya, we know that there's a machlokas. The Tanna Kamma said, "Ein mevi'im yerek michutz la'aretz la'aretz." You're not allowed to bring vegetables that grow in Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. However, Rabotenu hitiru, our rabbonim were matir. So that would be the nafkamina between them. If you hold that you're allowed to import the new grains and so on, so there wouldn't be any problem. If there was a delayed onset of the Omer that year, they could always import grain, and there was constantly movement of grain across the border. So what's the problem? If you hold for some reason that it's usher to import grain, then you'll have a serious problem. What would the machlokas be? Why would there be those who held that it was usher to import grain? Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Choshashin L'Gushayeni Kibinayim. The machlokas over here is whether we have to worry that there might be pieces of actual earth from Chutz La'aretz that was on the vegetables that wouldn't have been cleaned properly in bringing them into Eretz Yisrael. And the problem over there, remember, is that there is a tumah on Eretz Ha'amim because of the fact that people are not careful there of a tumas mace. And who knows what's in the dirt that we're bringing into Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to bring tumah into Eretz Yisrael and to cause it to be betami tyrus, kruma, and so on. Because of that, we assert imports. Hashem came, the Chachamim held that the Gezerah, since it's an idea that is a tremendous chumrah to say that the earth itself is stunning, so they weren't makbid on the chashash that maybe there would be a piece of earth. The Rabbanu were makbid. Ten Rabbanu. Ein ma'abrim et hashana b'pnei hatuma. How about if there's a situation where it appears very clear that people are going to become tamei before Pesach, and because of that, they're not going to be able to bring the Korban Pesach b'tayra. So, halacha is that in the event that people are actually tamei, if the tzibur is tamei, then we bring the Korban Pesach b'tuma. If it's only individuals are tamei, then they have to wait for Pesach sheni. If the whole tzibur, rov of the tzibur is tamei, then we're able to bring the Korban Pesach b'tuma. Now, in this case, where we have a reason to believe, let's say the situation is that we have a desperately ill melech or a desperately ill nasi, and we know that he's going to be dying any day now. And since he's a nasi, the mitzvah on everybody is to come to the funeral, to be mistame, and so on, which would mean that there's not going to be an opportunity to become tahar in time to bring the Korban Pesach. So there might be other issues. It might be an issue where we have a lot of people who are tummy already, and we haven't been able to find a Parah Aduma. We're still on the lookout for a Parah Aduma, so we wanted to get an extra month to be able to get a Parah Aduma to be matir everyone to bring the Korban Pesach b'tayra. Whatever the situation is, that is not a good enough reason to bring to make the year longer, because you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach b'tumah. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says, no, that's a very good reason to actually give us an extra month. See what the Machlokas says in a moment. Actually, says Rabbi Yehuda, there was a real situation where I can show to you that you're supposed to be ma'aber, because it once happened that Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, he was ma'aber the shana mipnei hatumah, ubikesh rachamim alatzmo. Dechtiv ki marbita am rabat meifrayim menash v'sachav v'zvulun lo hitahor. So apparently, he went ahead and he actually was ma'aber the shana, and this was because of the fact that most of the people had become tomei from avodah zarah because of his father, Chizkiyahu's father, Achaz. He, of course, was trying to undo everything that Achaz had done. So he realized that we're not going to have time for being matayer the whole arm. Let's give them an extra month, and that way they'll be able to bring the Korban Pesach b'tayra, because the din of Avodah Zarah is the Chachomim gave it a din of being exposed to Tumas Meis. It says over here that he actually went ahead, and he did that. He went ahead, as Rabbi Yehuda said, he did what he was supposed to do, and he gave them an extra month. In a moment, we're going to ask if he did what he was supposed to do. So why did he mevakish rachamim al atzmo? That doesn't make any sense. But l'maisa, we know that Chizkiyahu was ma'abed hashana explicitly for this purpose. Giachlu et ha-pesach, however, mevakish rachamim on himself, giachlu et ha-pesach b'lo kekatu, because they ate the Korban Pesach not the way it was supposed to be eaten. Shlachora means that it was at the wrong time. And what happened was that they ended up keeping Pesach a month late, because he shouldn't have been ma'abed the Pesach. And ki yitpalel Chizkiyahu aleihem lemar Hashem atov yechaper ba'ar. Chizkiyahu did teshuva, and he had to be misbehaved for them. So apparently, he did the wrong thing. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im mipnei ha-tuma iruha. And actually, if a bezdin was ma'aber because of the tuma, that's perfectly okay. It's mi'uberet. So then why was Chizkiyo being mevakesh rachamim on himself? She'ein ma'abrin ela adar. What happened was, see, this was a little bit confusing. Because Rabbi Yehuda was saying that it was ma'aber. And in fact, we brought this mice. We're going to try to figure out, okay, so what did he do wrong? Rabbi Shimon says, no, actually, it was exactly the correct thing to do. But what he did wrong was, he was ma'aber the month of Nisan after it had already been called Chodesh Nisan. So now he said, let's change the date, and instead of calling this month Nisan, let's call it Adar. We're going to see it's not so simple. Obviously, he wouldn't have done that. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, b'pnei shehi siyat Yisrael asot Pesach Sheni. What he did wrong was he told people that they are actually not the rov of the tzibur, they're only a miut of the tzibur, and therefore, if they're tamei, they have to keep Pesach Sheni. So let's go through the whole thing now from the beginning, because this is very confusing. First, you said, Rabbi Yehuda said, it's the right thing to do. I don't understand what happened here. Oh, my mom. Okay, let's go back to the bride. We said that according to Rabbi Yehuda, me'abrim, that if you have a tzibur that's tamei, we add an extra month to allow them time to become tahor in order to bring their korban Pesach b'tahira. And he says, Rabbi Yehuda, that we can do that. So why would that be true? Alma itle l'Rabbi Yehuda tuma dechuyahi b'tzibur. So apparently, it's dependent on the question about when tuma is okay to bring a korban b'tzibur. Does that mean that it's as if it's not tamei at all and it's complete heter? Or does it mean that the Torah is very reluctant to do this? But what can you do? We can't go without the tzibur's korban. So we went ahead and did it anyway. That would mean that it's dechuya, and it's something that we should try to avoid as much as we could do to avoid it. And since Rav Yehuda is saying we should try our best to avoid it by giving an extra month, apparently he holds that tuma is not hutra b'tzibur, it's only dechuya b'tzibur. I'm sure that the Gavi has written this down before. However, just to make sure, tuma hutra is one loshen b'tzibur. You can put this in two separate brackets, or dechuya b'tzibur. So apparently, maybe it holds. It's only a difficult thing. It's only dechuya, but it still is tamei. The problem is that Rabbi Yehuda seems to be quite clear that he doesn't hold that. Because, well, Tanya, there's a brisa that says like this. It argues about is the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. That is the source that it's meratzeh tamid. It's always meratzeh for korbanos that are tamei, and it makes them acceptable l'mala. Now, it says over here that according to Rabbi Shimon, the tzitz is meratzeh whether the Kohen Gadol is wearing it or he's not wearing it. It doesn't matter. It's the tzitz as the actual kli that is meratzeh, and not the tzitz that needs to actually be on his head that's meratzeh. So, says Rabbi Shimon. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if the tzitz is on him, so then it's the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz that's meratzeh. But eino do mitzvo, eino meratzeh. If not, then it's not going to be meratzeh. Said Rabbi Shimon to Rabbi Yehuda, how can you think that? The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is not wearing the tzitz, right? Because he's wearing his big day lovan for doing all of those special avodas of Yom Kippurim, and big day lovan doesn't allow him to wear the tzitz. And nonetheless, there's no difference in the dinim of Yom Kippur and any other time in which a korban is kosher, even if it's brought b'tumah. So Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim yochiach she'eino mitzvo. There the tzitz is not worn because he's wearing only big day lovan, And nonetheless, the korban is a kosher korban. Omar lo Rabbi Yehuda, what's your bringing a raya from Yom Kippur? Anach li Yom HaKippurim, please put that on the side. Tumo hutra betzibur. Since it's Yom Kippur and the korbanos are korbanos tzibur, why would you need a tzitz? There is no iser of tuma betzibur. Uh-oh. So then Rabbi Yehuda now is saying that tuma is actually hutra betzibur. And before we were medayik, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that he holds that tuma is only the chuya betzibur, which is why he says we try our best to get that extra month in there so that we should be able to bring the korban betaira. Says the Gemara, I don't understand why all of a sudden you're waking up that there's a problem in Rabbi Yehuda. For heaven's sakes, we just read the Braita, where Rabbi Yehuda contradicted himself in the same line. There you just let it slip past you, and now you're looking all over Shas to find me a stira. What's the matter with you? We just brought that Braita that Rabbi Yehuda himself said the most ridiculous contradictory thing. He was bringing a riot to himself. And he says, I'll prove to you that it's good to go ahead and make an extra month. See, Chizkiyahu HaMelech did that, and then he did tshuva. Well, why? Don't you said it's good? So why did he do tshuva? So why didn't you ask that over there? It said there, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ma'abrin, and I'll prove it to you, says Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh b'Chizkiyahu HaMelech Yehuda, she'ibres hashanah mipnei hatuma. And then he was Mavakish Rachamim al Atzmo. Why was he Mavakish Rachamim al Atzmo? He did the right thing. Obviously, the Braita, we got wrong. Okay, that's for sure. We have this question, which we need to answer, but if we didn't find the Braita to be a problem, it must be that Chisuri Mechazu al Chikatai. The Braita was missing some stuff. What it actually said was, Ein Ma'abrim et Hashana mipnei Hatuma. You're not supposed to make an extra month. And if you do make such an extra month, it's the Tanakhama who says that it would be Mu'uberet. So therefore, it was a good thing actually to do. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's a ridiculous thing to do, specifically because if everybody is Tameh, there's no problem in bringing the Korban Pesach, and therefore, Eina Mu'uberet. And I'll prove it to you. Then he brings the story of Chizkiyah. So you see, Chizkiyah made the same mistake you guys are making. And he went ahead, and he had to pray for a kapara because it was the wrong thing to do. So now it turns out that actually, it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that the Tuma is Hutra B'tzibur. So, oh, so if that's the case, now everything fits. Well, hold on a second. If you're telling me that it's the Tanakhama that says that imi ibrua, it's good, so then how do you understand the next line? Rabbi Shimon Omer, imi pnei atuma ibrua mu'uberet. And you're telling me that's what the Tanakhama said. I'm a Tanakhama. So what did Rabbi Shimon say? Anything different? Tanakhama says you're not ma'aber. But if you were ma'aber, it's kosher. Comes along Rabbi Shimon to argue and say, actually, if you were ma'aber, it is ma'aber. I just said that. So how could we change the Tanakhama to be saying the same exact thing that Rabbi Shimon said? Amar Rav, you misunderstand Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon said that im b'pnei atuma ibrua ma'uberet, he was just looking at what it was that the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said, we're not ma'aber. So he uses the Lashon, we are Ma'aber. But he doesn't mean it's only Mu'uberet B'diavad. He means even L'chatchila. So according to the Tanakhama, indeed, Ein Ma'abrin L'chatchila. Why? Because even though Tuma is only the Chuya B'tzibur, the bottom line is that the Torah gave you a way to bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore, even if it's a kvetch, and we prefer not to, that doesn't mean that l'chatchila was supposed to change the entire year because of it. If you did, it was a valid reason, but it shouldn't have been your reason. Rabbi Shimon says it should be your reason, not because we argue about whether the tuma is utra or dechuya. We agree that it's dechuya, but I say if it's dechuya, so then we ought to make sure that it wasn't Tomei in the first place, and you should even go ahead with Chatzchila. And that's the difference between them. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we even are ma'abre deshana l'chatchila. And in fact, Tanya Nami Hachin, ein ma'abrim et hashana mipnei ha'tum'ah l'chatchila, Rabbi Shimon omre ma'abrim. Oh, here we have it beferish. There is a Tanakama that says that l'chatchila we should not, and then there's Rabbi Shimon who says, yes, we do, even l'chatchila. So it couldn't be more clear. In this version, we see that the way that we came to understand the nature of the Braita is absolutely correct. Okay, so then I don't understand. But what was the reason that Chizkiyahu was so upset? I thought you're saying that he did the right thing, Bamaisa. So if he did the right thing, so according to us, who say that even l'chatchila may be alibi Rabbi Shimon, certainly b'diavad, according to the Tanakama. So why does it say in the pasuk that he was upset? He did the wrong thing, not because he added an extra month. He did the wrong thing because he added the wrong extra month. She'ein ma'abrim ela adar. It's only mutter to add that extra month while it's still at the latest adar. And he went ahead, and he, after it was already Nisan, he said, let's rename this month Adar. Now we'll see that that's not really what it means, as I mentioned earlier, and we'll go into the details. Omar ma, she'in ma'abrim ela Adar, v'hu iber Nisan benis. It was already Nisan, and he went ahead, and he said, let's call it Adar. You're telling me that Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't know one of the most famous drushes in the whole Torah. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. Zeh Nisan Ve'ein Acher Nisan. At once a Bezdin is Kaveh HaChodesh HaChodesh Nisan. This and only this is the official Nisan forever. You're telling me that Chizkiyahu wasn't aware of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. I mean, that's crazy. That's the first mitzvah. Everybody knows that. So how could he have made a mistake like that? Says Gemara, because it's much more subtle than that. There's actually this fascinating halacha that Shmuel gave over, and that was the mistake that he made. He made the mistake about Shmuel's death, the Omar Shmuel. If it's already the 30th day of Adar, now theoretically, the 30th day of Adar could be the day of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? Assuming that it was an Adar of only 29 days. So then that would mean that theoretically today is a day that is potentially Nisan. It's not Nisan, it's potentially Nisan. Therefore, said Shmuel, once it's already the 30th day of Adar and it's potentially Nisan, since it's Ra'ui to call it Nisan, we are not ma'abra that month. Follow v'roi l'kovo nisan. It's too late. You should have done it yesterday. Whereas Chizkiyahu said, look, who heard of such a thing? Is it Nisan yet? No. It's still the 30th of Adar. Were we koveyed as Nisan? No. So where does he get that from? So hoyo v'roi, lo amrino. We don't say since theoretically it's possible that it could be. Then, that I'm not worried about. I realize that it's very important. I see we're not going to have a paraduma in time. I finally got rid of my father's garbage, and therefore we're going to need another month. Okay? Then he realized that he made a mistake, and that, in fact, Shmuel was right. And we know that the Braisa actually paskins like Shmuel. Tanya Nami Achi. Ein ma'abrim et hashana b'yom shloshim shel adar ho v'ra'ui l'kofo nisan. So that was his mistake, and because of that, he was Mevakesh Rachami. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Eimer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that was not the reason he was Mevakesh Rachami, it says in the Braita. It was Mipnei She'esi et Yisrael Lasot Pesach Sheni. He persuaded people that the halacha is that they have to make Pesach Sheni. Now, what happened? How did he make a mistake about that? What was his problem, and what made him change his mind? I mean, straightforward halacha. If you have rov of the tzibur being tamei, so then they bring the regular korban pesach. If you have only miut that is tamei, then they bring pesach sheni. So how did he tell people that should have brought Pesach Rishon? On what basis did he tell them to make a Pesach Sheni? Omer Ravashi, I'll tell you what the situation was. The situation was that there were a lot of Tomei people and a lot of Torah people. I mean, sort of close to the midway. But in fact, there were more Tomeim than there were Tahorim. However, that was only among the men. If you included the women, then it would have meant that most were actually Tahorim, because they had not only sufficient to be half and half, but they were actually had a lot more Tahorot. And added to that, they would have made up the difference between the extra men who were Tomei, and they would have pushed it over the midpoint, and it would have been most of the Tzibur. So they were Otfot. Now the question is, how do we define the Rov? So this is based on a Machlokes, which is there at Meseches Pesachim, whether the halacha that women bring the Korban Pesach, is that an absolute chiyuv, or is that a rishus? So if you hold it's an absolute chiyuv, so then that would mean that the way that we calculate the number of Torah people is by the total population, men and women. If you hold it's only a rishus, then the way that we would calculate the Tomei people would be only in terms of males. Now, Chizkiyo originally thought that women are an absolute chiyuv. And since they're an absolute chiyuv, he then counted up what is the proportion of Tmeim to Tarim, and it turned out that most of the people were Tar, and only the Miut were Tmeim, because he was including the women, and that pushed it into the Miut to be Tmeim. And the halacha is, correctly, that if it's only a Miut, then they have to bring their Korban Pesach a month later, after they become Tar. And he told them, listen, you're all Tomei, and you're mechuyev to bring the Pesach Sheni, because we have to include the women who are Tahoros in the majority of Tahor. But then he realized that he made a mistake in Halacha, Ulebesov Savar, Nashim Berishon Rishut. And he realized that actually women bring the Korban Pesach, but they're not mechuyev to bring it, and therefore we don't include in the list of analyzing the proportion of Tamei Vatar, we don't include the Nashim. So therefore, now it turns out that, in fact, most of the men were Tamei. And that would mean that the Tameim are the Rov. Well, a Rov is supposed to bring Betuma in Pesach Rishon and not be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So Chizkiyo realized he did a terrible thing. It should have been brought and the correct time to bring the Korban Pesach. And instead, he said to bring it a month later. That's why he was Mevakesh Rachamim. Anyway, getting to the actual din that Shmuel said, which we said now is the correct halach, Gufa. Omar Shmuel, so the big chiddush of Shmuel was, if it's already the 30th of Adar, even though it's still completely Adar and nobody is dreaming that it's going to be something else, nonetheless, we don't do an Ibur Chodesh on this day, because, look, it's already theoretically possible that today could have been declared as Nisan, and therefore we don't make it an Adar Sheni. What would be the din if we didn't listen to Shmuel, and the Beis Din actually went ahead, and they called today the new Adar, and they said we need to add a month? So what would we do in that event? Omar Ula, well, the extra month is correct. It would be chal, but they should not be mekadesh the chedesh by calling it Adar Sheni. So in other words, if it was actually shloshim shel Adar, so they don't want to actively go against Shmuel's asfara, so don't make it Adar Sheni, wait a month and make the next month Nisan. But don't say beferish that now it isn't Adar. This is Rashi's approach. Other Rishonim argue very much on that, because what difference does it make? The fact that you didn't make it Adar turns it into not doing against Shmuel, it was a day that could have been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. How does that make any difference whether or not you're actually going to be Mekadosh? It seems to be a meaningless point. Because of that, there are other Rishonim who understand that what it means over here is that since, according to the way we paskin, which is Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Tzadik, remember we said before, we had a four-way machlokas about the need for Kiddush HaKadosh. According to Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Tzadik, if the 30th day is not turned into Rosh Chodesh, so then the 31st day doesn't require Kiddush, and it automatically becomes the next Rosh Chodesh. If the 31st day automatically becomes the next Rosh Chodesh, then that is koveya the 30th day as obviously having been part of Adar. That's what it means. So make certain that you are not koveya Rosh Chodesh at all on the 30th day. And if you're going to make the new month Adar, it can't be Adar on the 30th day. It should only be an automatic Rosh Chodesh on the 31st day after you announce that there's going to be an extra month. And then you're not violating Shmuel because the Torah was koveya that the 30th day was the middle of Adar. So you didn't do something now that was an extra month in the middle of Adar. That is what it means over here. So therefore, ein mekadshim es hachodesh. And what would be if you didn't do that right either, and you did make the next month Adar Sheni? Would that cancel the Yibur Shana? Amar Rava, yes. Batel Yibur. If you do that, and you make the 30th day Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, so then you can't make it Adar Sheni because it's right to be Nisan. Both things are true. The 30th day becomes Adar Sheni, and the Ibur is still Chal. Amalei Rava L'Rav Nachman. How can you do such a thing? Don't you understand what might happen because of this? Look, how many days are there from Purim to Pesach? Mipuria L'Pischa, you have 30 days, correct? That means that 30 days before Pesach, you start teaching the dinim of Pesach, but that's Purim. And over here, it was already Purim. Remember, you only made up your mind after keeping Purim in Adar Rishon that there's going to be an Adar Sheni. So everybody knows that 2 weeks ago, they started giving the drushas about the dinim of Pesach, and the Shabbos HaGodol drusha was coming up soon, and everybody is all attuned to Pesach. And now, what's going to be? It says, Sholim b'chas ha-Pesach, kodim ha-Pesach, sholshim yom, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel lomer shtei Shabbatot. But according to the Tanakhama, we are in the middle of our preparations, 2 weeks into the middle of our preparations for Pesach. Now you're going to go ahead, and you're going to send out shluchim, and they're going to come to your little town, and they're going to announce, by the way, it's actually Adar Sheni, it's not Nisan. And everybody's going to say, what a bunch of idiots. We know what's what in life. Obviously, it's going to be Pesach. We've been working on Pesach for 2 weeks. And then when Rosh Chodesh, the next Rosh Chodesh comes along, we put it off. So then the people will say, I don't believe a word of it. Obviously, it wasn't Pesach, so it'll be Mezalzel in Chometz in Adar, in the time that they thought, they now are not going to take it seriously. And then they would eat Chometz on the real Pesach, which was the Pesach that was supposed to be in the real Nisan. But they won't believe it. Marlai said, Reb Nachman, that's not a serious issue. May they adia deshatama abarta. Listen, people are not idiots. They know that there's always last-minute issues that may require a bezin to ma'abar the year, and they know the chushbar atayim milta. They know how many difficult calculations are involved in making this determination, which means that we need to have data coming from all over the world, and we need to be working out the mathematics of it, and so on. And they say, when they hear that the Shliach Bezdin comes and says, you should know that an extra month was added, they're not going to say these people are crazy. They're going to say, Chushbanu de lo selek lo rabbanan anashta. Apparently, the rabbanan weren't able to get all of the data in on time until this point, and they're certainly not going to start arguing and claim that the Shluchei Beis Din are making a ridiculous mistake. All right, Rabosai. My goodness gracious. Here we are in Chanukah already talking about Ibur Shana, Purim, Pesach, Chometz. Oh my gosh. It's as if everything's coming at once. But that's what we do when we sing Moshe Sur too. Hey, we go through all of the Golias. Seems to be some kind of centerpiece of the year. So wishing you a wonderful holiday of centerpiece. We'll see you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow, Shat Tova, in the midst of Hodah, the Hallel. Go to the earth.